Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we are going to be talking about why the
INA
is right for you, the International Nanny Association, and what they have to offer us as nannies that is worth knowing about and learning about. So to do that, I have brought on Marcia Hall. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm excited to talk about the INA.
Yeah. I'm so excited to learn more myself because I feel like there's even more that I can learn.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, before we get to talking about specifically the INA, let's hear a little bit about your background as a nanny and then your work with the International Nanny Association.
Sure. So I became a nanny over 20 years ago. When I was a kid, I loved to babysit. I remember that first phone call that I got when I was like 11 years old from, you know, like a friend of the family that wanted me to babysit. I was so excited. I remember hanging up the phone and just cheering, right? So as I went through high school, grade school and high school, I, you know, continued to babysit. And I, you know, began thinking of my future like you usually do in high school. And I started researching what I really wanted to do. And I always loved working with children. My parents were both teachers, so it kind of seemed like that was the logical place to go. But I don't know, I was kind of one of those kids that wanted to do everything just a little bit different. So I did some research and I found out that like there are real life nannies still in the world today. And so I got even more excited. I actually applied for the English Nanny and Governess School. Oh. I got in and I went. And so my first year after high school, I spent preparing both in the classroom and on the job for the rest of my life, you know, for this career, for the rest of my life. Like I said, that was more than 20 years ago. I'm so happy that I chose this path. It really was the right choice for me. And so in 2006, I joined the INA. And passed the INA credential exam in 2008, but I wasn't really super involved until in 2009 when I went to my first INA conference. And then in 2011, I not only was named the INA Nanny of the Year, but I also joined the board of directors that same year.
Wow.
And so
big year.
That was a big year for me, right? And actually, it was very interesting. 11 has always been my lucky number. So 2011 was a big year for me. It really was. So then over the 20 years that I've been working with children and families as a certified professional nanny, and I'm also an ACPI certified coach for families, I consider myself...
Just for nannies that are out there that may not know what that is, can you tell us what those stand for?
ACPI is the Academy of Coaching Parents International.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I consider myself an advocate for children in just about every area of my life. I've been a children's ministry director before I had my own children. I was also with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Yeah. My husband and I were foster parents to our three amazing children before we adopted them. Oh. And so sort of every area of my life kind of revolves around children. In 2014, I launched Nanny Coaching Team, which is so how I kind of stay within the industry is I actually work to help coach nannies now and to train nannies. We have over 35 educational videos discussing topics that are specifically unique to the in-home child care and based on the relationship that you have with the family that you work for. Mm-hmm. So I've started that. I'm actually in the process of writing a book about those topics as well. So I love the nanny world. I will always be a nanny at heart, even though I'm a business owner right now. But I love the INA too. So I'm really glad to be here with you guys today to talk about the INA. It's such a huge part of my history in the world.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for giving us that history of you.
Yeah.
I always think it's fascinating to hear
people's hear those journeys. Stories.
Mm-hmm. Especially going to school for it. I would love to talk about that more off the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, great. So let's start with just the basics. What is the INA?
Sure. Well, the INA is a nonprofit, so not for profit association, and it's been around for almost 33 years. We work as sort of the umbrella organization for the in-home childcare industry. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that we have members who are not just nannies, but we have placement agencies, we have nanny educators, we have payroll services, background check companies, consultants, business consultants, agency consultants and nanny consultants. And through our independent membership, we even allow for members who are nanny employers and business staff members. So we really kind of encompass the entire industry within our walls, if you will. Our goal is to really, truly unite the industry under this one name because we really believe that there are strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. It allows us to elevate the whole entire industry all at once by working together. And we have worked for many, many years to not only organize our annual conference, which is kind of our huge, big thing that we do every year. But we've also worked to provide for standards for for all those categories within our industry. So we have recommended practices for nannies, for agencies, for educators, for background checks. We also produce every other year about a salary survey. And this is done in order to gauge the overall state of salaries and benefits from around the world so that people have a baseline. We actually have press that contact us and use that pretty frequently.
Wow.
What else? So we have a job board too that is open to anyone. Anybody can look at. So any caregiver can go and search for some of the best jobs around the world. The people that post on the job board are all INA member agencies.
Okay.
So only INA members can post on there, but anybody can search it.
Wow, that's great.
So, and then we have a membership directory as well. So businesses are listed there automatically. Nannies can opt in to be listed there as well because some nannies don't want to be found and some do.
Right.
So we let nannies kind of choose that, but nanny families or even agencies can find these members right from our website. We have a weekly brief it's a blog, we call it our weekly brief, mm-hmm. and it provides valuable information for our not only our association and what's going on, like details about conference, but also we try to pepper in some informative articles that are useful to nannies, newborn care specialists, and agencies. So we work pretty hard every day to not only improve things for our members, but actually really advance nannies in the whole industry.
Yeah, that all sounds wonderful. And like it really is elevating the entire industry, which is so important.
And that's our goal. It has been for 33 years.
Yeah.
Raise it up.
And it can be so isolating as a nanny, you sometimes don't know what standard practice is because you've only been in the one home. If that's your first family. So having a place to go for that is great.
Yeah, it is. And even going to a school, there were things that I didn't know.
Right.
That even being trained for this job, there are things that you learn. And so having other people around you, whether it's in person at something like a conference or whether it's virtually, is really, really important.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you listed some benefits for kind of the website as a whole or the organization as a whole, but what are benefits specifically for nannies who join the NIA?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Like the whole big, what is it? What's in it for me thing, right?
Because right, yep.
Everybody wants to know what's in it for them, which is exactly what you should be saying. So first, the thing that nannies can use is a membership logo. This is a really small but powerful graphic. You can use it on your resume, a portfolio, if you have business cards, if you have a website for yourself, anywhere you want to show that you are committed to your career. It has proud member of the International Nanny Association.
Wow.
So that's a huge one. The next thing is that membership for nannies means that you are eligible for awards and honors. So some of those that we have is the Nanny of the Year, mm-hmm. which is a big one, right?
Right.
And it's an award that we give to one deserving nanny each year who we believe represents our industry and all the good that's in our industry. And so we honor that person at our annual conference, and that person serves for a year, and she's sort of like a bit of a representation. It could be a she or he, but
right.
we've had she's in the past. The next thing, another honor is the conference endowment. We actually give away this year, it's 4 conference registrations to people that are needing, you know, who want to come but maybe just can't afford it this year for whatever reason. And so membership allows you to enter into that that endowment.
Right.
The service pin is another thing that we do every year. And if you've been in the industry for at least 5 years, you can actually apply to receive this pin. It's another thing that we give away at our annual conference. And it's really, really rewarding. We actually have people, I think that this will be our first year that we have a 35-year pin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so people have been in this industry for so long, and it's so great to just be kind of recognized for that,
yeah.
you know, and to, you know, just being in an industry for 35 years these days is tough, you know what
it
I mean?
Is. Not
people stay in any industry for 35 years anymore, and so it's just kind of a way to recognize and honor those people. The Meritorious Service Award is actually a relatively new award that we give out. And these go to people who are not necessarily just in the industry, that have not been in the industry for a while, but they've actually been supported INA in a specific way and
okay.
for some specific reason. And so you can, this is actually be our 4th year that we're giving that away. So it's just sort of a way to honor, you know, some businesses and some individuals, some nannies. We've actually had a couple nannies in there too. And so some people that have really given to the INA over the years in a special way. And then the last thing as far as awards go is that it means that you can be nominated for the board of directors for the INA. Mm-hmm. And that means that being a part of the board of directors means that you're actually like being a true part of making change in the industry. Making the decisions, that deciding what we do and how we act and all of those things, you know, talking about those recommended practices and those standards that we want to elevate the entire industry. So another thing that members get is access to our member only Facebook group, which is also kind of new. We've been talking about doing this for a while, but we have a couple of people on our board that are really excited about this. And so this is an opportunity. I mean, there's a ton of Facebook groups out there, right? Why is the INA member group different? Well, again, it's that elevate. Like, we want to elevate things, but we're actually providing education through this Facebook group as well. We have, we're actually doing a book club right now where we're reading. Currently, we're reading The 5 Love Languages of Children, which is a great book
mm-hmm.
when you work with children. And so we sort of discuss it a chapter at a time on Friday. And we do it via chat, or via the Facebook group chat. Like, you just go to the Facebook event and you just discuss it. And it's a really great opportunity. But then we also are starting different, we'll call them lunchtime chats.
Uh-huh.
So there's going to be a topic like once a month, and you just go on there at a certain time. And again, we're going to just discuss that topic, all across the childcare spectrum. We're hoping to be able to do some Facebook Live events and some other things that are specifically, you have to be a member to get into this group. And so that's a benefit to nannies. And any member, really.
Yeah.
We offer discounts. It's another thing. Everybody loves to save money, right? Mm-hmm. So not only do we offer, you get a discount on conference, but you also get a discount on our basic skills assessment and our nanny credential exam, which I can talk about later too.
Right.
But we're growing this thing that we started called the Member Advantage Program, where we actually offer discounts, or companies, both inside of the industry and outside of the industry, offer discounts to INA members. So if you're a member of the INA, you can go on your member portal and you'll see a list. Right now, we've got about four different educational programs that offer discounts specific to INA members.
Mm-hmm.
So this list is growing. We want it to grow so that we can provide even more, you know, benefit for INA members.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. I have a couple other things. We have publications. Like I said, 33 years we've been working on educating people. And so we have two publications that are really helpful for nannies. One is called A Nanny for Your Family. It's actually geared for your nanny family to kind of educate the nanny family on what a nanny really is. So say you're working or you're interviewing with a family and they don't really know much about hiring a nanny. They don't know what it's like. They don't understand the difference between nanny and a babysitter. They don't get all of the details. So you can kind of give them this, and that will just sort of educate them for you. And then we have something called the Nanny Employer Handbook.
Ooh.
And that actually, again, goes through a lot of different things that the nanny employer is going to need. But one of the coolest things is at the end, it has like a example work agreement that you can work off of to do your work agreement.
Nice.
So it kind of gives you that starting point where you can talk about different things. So you can stay, it talks about legal pay, you know, staying tax compliant, and a variety of other tips for on the job. So again, members can get this right from their member portal and print it off and use it however they would like to use it, as long as it's printed in its entirety.
Right.
with us as the authors of it. So
yes.
By far, though, the most important reason that I see about being an INA member for nannies is to be part of like this movement that strengthens and unifies our industry. So as an INA member, you're partnering with us to professionalize the nanny industry, to promote quality in-home childcare, and to increase the awareness about the nanny profession in general. It's our mission to support and educate the industry. And so by being a member, you help us do that. And so those are the benefits. There's quite a few of them. I mean, I know that a lot of people don't know what the benefits are. And sometimes even people who have been, you know, members for a long time don't realize everything that we really do offer.
Right.
So,
yeah, I know there's so many things that kind of get lost in the shuffle, even if you are a member. Yeah, if you're not actively looking. So that was a wonderful rundown.
Yeah.
How much does it cost for a nanny to join?
Sure. It's $45 a year for a nanny to join.
And do you have to become an associate member for a year first, correct?
You do. Yes. So the associate program is 1 year, and you receive all the same benefits that you get. You get a different logo.
Okay.
So the logo that you get as an associate member is just slightly different. It says associate member, and it looks very similar to the full member logo, but just a little bit different. And so then what you do is you are an associate member for a year. During that time, we have a new member video that we ask you to watch. And then we ask you to sign a code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And basically just saying that I have read the best practices for being a nanny, and I understand that this is what it is. And then once you complete that year and you take those steps, you are a full member. You renew as a full member, essentially.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And then the other thing that you mentioned, or one of the other things that you mentioned, was the conference, and that you get a discount on that conference. So when and where is the INA conference this year?
So this year, it's very exciting. It's going to be in Tucson, Arizona at a desert spa resort.
Ooh.
And it's May 17th through the 20th. the executive board, I actually spent the weekend there a little while, a couple weeks ago, and it was amazing. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic conference just for a lot of reasons, but this location, it's the picturesque scenery, it's a beautiful hotel. But what I was most impressed with was how friendly the staff was and how many on-site events there are. I mean, they had like a daily sunrise walk.
Wow.
That through the, you know, through the desert, they had like Saturday family yoga. Their gym, if you like to work out, their gym is huge for a hotel, and they actually have like a studio that you can stretch and everything. I work out every morning, so that was very exciting for me. But it's really my favorite weekend of the year. It's 3 days and three nights. We have over 30 workshops. We have networking events, meals, and it's just like a whole lot of fun. Yeah. There are three separate tracks. So there's one whole track for nannies where there's at least one workshop in every slot for nannies. And then there's a separate whole track for newborn care specialists. So if you want to work with just the babies and you want to talk about that, you can do that. And then we also have a track for placement agencies and businesses. Okay. So anybody can go to any of the workshops. The only thing that we ask is at the end, there's something called a caucus where each of the different categories kind of talk about not only the conference, but the INA and what they'd like to see out of it. So it's kind of like one of your chances to talk back to the board of directors. But members get $100. It's $100 off membership price. So even if you just want to come to conference, you know, paying that $45 for a membership will save you $100 in the long run. But this conference is really exciting, again, not just because of the location. It is an amazing location, though. But our speakers this year, we have topics like traveling with children, understanding STEM and how to work that into early childhood education, cultural sensitivity in the workplace. We have one called Sex Education for Early Child Care Providers. And so that's kind of a really exciting one. Then early child literature, some other topics. So those of you that are doing the newborn care specialist track are going to talk about tongue tie, infant gut health, supporting couples going through postpartum depression, getting really understanding what to know about formula, because you work with all those families that need to know that, right? Mm-hmm. So you get to educate them then. And then there's several topics that are kind of just good for any childcare provider, like productivity apps that you can use on the job, security when working with high net worth homes, which is important for any nanny to understand both of those things. We usually try to do like a group event one of the evenings, and this year we have a really exciting one too. It's we're going to this place called Old Tucson Studios, which was actually the location of over 400 movies or films. And we're actually renting the whole place out. So it's not just like, okay, we're going there and we're going to see what all the tourists see. We're actually getting to run the place for the night.
Amazing.
We have a show with can-can dancers. We're going to get to dance, have a wonderful meal. So it's going to be a really amazing experience on Friday night. And then the other nights, like Thursday and Saturday, we usually coordinate some group dinners. And a lot of people say that this is part of their favorite part of conference is actually going to dinner with people you don't know. You know, you just kind of like the lobby and all of you guys get into a cab together and you go have dinner and you meet all these people that you didn't know. And so that's kind of a really fun part of the conference. And so registration is still open. It's in its general rate right now. We had an early bird rate that was $100 cheaper. So it's $445 right now. And that rate closes March 16th and it goes up again after that. So if you're out there and you want to register, register soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that sounds amazing.
For the hotel too, because our hotel block keeps getting filled up and we keep adding some more rooms. But if you want to come and you don't want, you know, you want to save a little bit of money because, you know, it gets a little pricey. Mm-hmm. We actually have a roommate finder. We can't guarantee anything, but if you reach out to this person, they'll try to hook you up with somebody else who wants to save some money too. And I actually have done this several times and I've met some of the coolest people.
Yeah, just being with them.
just not knowing them at all, and then, you know, end up being a roommate with somebody. It's kind of fun if you like that, right. If you're adventurous like that.
Yeah, which I think a lot of people that are drawn to childcare do kind of like that. Not everyone, but
not everybody, but yeah,
as a general.
I think it's kind of fun sometimes. I don't tend to do it anymore because I've always just got a million things going on at conference, right. But I have done it before and really just met some fun and cool people that, you know, you get to know, and you get to know somebody pretty well when you room with them. So
yes, very true. Very true. Well, that sounds so, so wonderful. My cousin's getting married that weekend. So I know you said that.
Bummer.
As I was listening to you talk, I was like, oh man.
But well, we're planning 2019 now. Yeah, we're planning 2019 now. And we usually announce the next year's location and possible dates at this year's conference. So our goal is always to announce a year ahead of time so that we can, you know, give people a year to get excited about it and know about it. And so fingers crossed, we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, wonderful.
And we'll put that out on Facebook and all our social media and stuff like that too. So keep looking for that the weekend of the 17th to the 20th of May and see where we're going next year.
Great. Awesome. And then you mentioned earlier there are assessments that nannies can take. So let's talk through those a little bit.
Yeah, so the INA, again, over the many years, have developed two tests, essentially, for nannies. And we're actually working on providing two tests for specifically newborn care specialists as well. Mm-hmm. We hope to have those completed soon. So the goal is to have have four different assessments or tests for us. So the basic skills assessment is a 40-question multiple choice and it's an online quiz. Assessment takers have 30 minutes to complete all the questions, so a little bit faster than 1 minute. It's very doable. And this is a basic test. So really, I tell people that I don't really want anybody taking care of my kids in my home if they don't know these basic questions.
Yeah.
You know, it talks about like safety, child safety and development, that kind of stuff.
Should you feed a toddler whole grapes?
Yeah, right.
No,
things like that. Like safe. No, what should you do with grapes? And I'm not sure that exact question is on
exactly.
there, but that's a good example of like what it would be. You know, the basic questions like, what should you wear outside? Do you let children go outside without shoes on? What is the general age of potty training? You know, like at what age should a child know how to read generally? You know what I mean? Like
Yes. Those
kind of general topics that if you've been around kids, you're going to know these questions. So yeah, so this assessment, it's actually mostly used by agencies because we sell it in bulk. We sell it as like a subscription, and a lot of agencies will use this as their part of their evaluation process to look at potential caregivers. Mm-hmm. So they may have an interview with a nanny or with a person, and then they're going to give them this assessment to know if they should go on any further, because, you know, you could be really good in an interview and then not so great there, or they might flip it, you know what I mean? And say, we're going to have them take this assessment before we even interview them because we want to know if they know anything. So nannies can take this assessment individually, and it can be purchased on the e-store. You get that 20% discount. If you do take it individually as a nanny, you get a certificate from the INA stating that you passed this assessment.
Great.
Which is nice, again, nice to have in your resume. Mm-hmm. The next test that we have is called the Nanny Credential Exam. It's great for nannies who want to demonstrate their extensive knowledge in childcare. So this exam is 100 multiple choice questions, and it has an essay question at the end as well. So to take it, it is available online, but you actually, because it is, we want it to be really high quality, we actually require you to have a proctor. So somebody giving you that assessment and sitting with you and making sure that you're not looking up the answers and that kind of stuff. So it has to be somebody who's taken the oath of ethics, who doesn't stand to gain anything from it. So it can't be like your agency owner that you work with, because they could gain, you know, they have something to gain from that. So for that reason, a lot of nannies don't take it individually on their own. They actually choose to take it either at the INA conference, or we encourage support groups to get to gather a group of nannies to take it together. Mm-hmm. So they can work together and have like 10 nannies take it with one proctor. So at one location at a certain time. We have a lot of nannies that do that. And of course, INA members get 20% off of this. But if you take this exam in a group of at least five people or more, you also get that 20% off. So you don't even have to be a member to get the 20% off if you take it in a group. We just really want people to be able to take it, to be able to, you know, say that you have taken the INA credential exam and you are an INA credential nanny. Once you pass, if you pass it, you are considered an INA credential nanny. You actually get a logo. We have a nanny credential logo, and your name is listed on the website. And in addition to an INA membership logo, this logo is huge. To be able to say that you are an INA credential nanny, it says quite a bit. So,
yeah. And then if, let's say, you took it and you failed, is there, are you like, do you have to wait a year to take it again?
You have to wait 4 months, four to 6 months. I think it's 4 months. Yeah. To be able to take it again.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and there's a slideshow. There is a prep slideshow. A while ago, we actually had a book that you studied for, but we found that things in the childcare world change too much. Mm-hmm. You know, just as we change one thing, you know, something else changes. And so we found it a lot easier to put together the slideshow that actually directs you to really reputable websites that have, that keep their information updated. So like the Academy of Pediatrics International or National, those kind of websites that actually, so that's where we gathered the information. The people who created the exam, they gathered the information from this. And a couple of years ago, we went through a big rewrite of it to bring it up to date so that the correct information was in there. And we continue to monitor it to make sure that the questions are correct.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds great to take that and to know all that stuff. I would love to look through the slideshow.
Yeah, it's on the website. I encourage you to do that. Yep. It's there.
That sounds like so educational.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of good information there. So
wonderful. And then you mentioned there were some other assessments.
So we are hoping to we're in the process, not hoping. We actually are almost done with a basic skills assessment for newborn care specialist and a newborn care INA credential as well. Wow. We're in the process of making the finishing touches on that, and we really hope that it's going to be completed soon so that we can have something specifically for newborns, which is a really growing area in our industry. You know, a lot of people are moving, a lot of caregivers are moving to the newborn care specialist world because it's, you know, good money, because they love babies. Who doesn't love babies? I actually joke, though. I don't think I could ever be a newborn care specialist. I love babies. I do enjoy them.
Right.
And I loved my babies, both the ones that are mine and the ones that I cared for. But there's just something I can't sit and snuggle with a baby for that long.
I am in the same boat.
I like the toddlers and up.
Me too. Gosh, toddlers are just.
They're so fun.
2 to 5 is my, I just love that age. I love both sides as well, but that's my ideal. Yeah. Age range. I love working with them through new hurdles.
Yeah, exactly. All those new things. Yeah. All those new things they're learning. Every day is an adventure.
It is.
Just going outside.
I love tantrums. Today one of my kiddos got very upset because I told him that he couldn't stand directly under icicles. And he was mad about it, and we talked about it.
My little guy, my 3-year-old, he's definitely, he's all that, you know.
Yep.
I had 2 girls and they never went through the terrible 2s or the horrible 3s. I mean, 3s were a little bit bad. 4s were like, for my girls, 4s were like nightmarish, but the 3-year-old thing with the boy, oh my gosh, I have gray hair. It's just, it's like, but he's so funny when he has a temper tantrum. He like, he gets this pouty face and he like lays himself down. My child lays himself down so carefully, as if I'm not going to notice that he went down on the ground slowly, and as if him laying on the ground really affects me.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I just love it. I love that raw emotion and just holding space for it. Awesome. Well, is there anything else about the INA that you'd like listeners to know?
Yeah, I think I covered quite a bit. I would just say that, you know, being part of the INA has changed my life. You know, I would have never believed, you know, when I joined in 2006 or even joined the board of directors in 2011 that I'd be sitting here today talking to you as the president. I love this organization, but it only works when we unite. You know what I mean? It only works when we're all together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to move and change with whatever the industry is moving and changing in. And I would just really encourage people to really get involved, you know, become a member, but like really get involved then beyond that too. We want to hear the voices. We want to know what's going on. We have we try to do every couple months this thing called an INA town hall where we go on Facebook, and it's just very simple on our main Facebook page, so anybody can have access to it. It's an event, and for an hour, the board of directors is live there. Our staff is live there, and you can ask any questions that you want, you know, get to know us a little bit. But I really encourage people to check out the INA, check out our Facebooks, check out our website, you know, ask us questions. We really want to answer them. And we want people involved, not just, you know, because we want members, but we want members because we want to grow. We want this industry to be recognized for what it is and what it should be. And it's an important industry. We are, you know, we are raising the future. I say that, you know, everybody says that about children, but when you think about nannies, they're raising the leaders that are, you know what I mean? The ones that are going to be leading in the future. And I think that that's a really important thing that we all need to understand. And the INA really is working to unite us. And so I would just encourage you to get involved in whatever way you can.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And then also, so if people want to find out more, where can they go?
Sure. Nanny.org is our website. That has all of the membership information. It has all the resources. It has the recommended practices. You can learn more about it there. We're actually in the process of doing some updates to it, so hopefully that'll be coming soon. If you're interested in the conference, you can get to the conference through the website, but inaconference.org is actually our specific to conference website. And I'm just going to make sure it's .org.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is .org.
Great.
I just thought that as I was speaking. Yep. It's inaconference.org is where the information about our annual conference can be found.
Great. And then if someone out there wants to learn more about you or get help specifically from you.
Yeah. So you can find me, my INA website or my INA email address is inamarciahall@gmail.com. And my name is spelled MARCIA hall@gmail.com. If you're interested in nanny coaching team, it's nannycoachingteam@gmail.com. We also have a website too, if you're interested in that. So those are a couple ways to get a hold of me.
Wonderful. Yeah. Great. Is there anything else?
No, did you want me to tell the story about my kid?
Yeah, so we end each episode with a fun story or something like that. And Marcia's brought one for us. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So I love to hear stories about kids too. And I have a lot of them in 20 years with my child with children. Of course, there's a ton of stories, but this one is actually one that it's my favorite because it was about the kids that I was with for the longest period of time. So my longest held job as a nanny was with three boys. I cared for them for 8 years. When the youngest was about 4 or 5, his parents kind of struggled with their marriage. They decided to separate for a time. And when they told the boys what was going on, the youngest one, who I had been with since literally a day old, right, he asked, so if you get divorced, does Marcia get us? And so, you know, first of all, can you imagine being the parents telling the kids this, and then that's the response? I personally would have been a little offended.
Right.
But I feel like this story really illustrates a couple things. First, the fact that the parents actually told me about the interaction and they were moved by it, mm-hmm. It didn't produce like jealousy. It didn't produce mistrust. It didn't produce, you know, anything other than like they had that faith in me and they knew that my relationship with the kids was important. Yeah. So it really, for me, that illustrates like what that relationship can be. That was a good relationship with those parents. And it is, you know, an ideal relationship. So the other thing it illustrates is really that intense connection that we nannies have and that we can provide for the children. I mean, this kid, he was faced with like some unknown stuff, right? He didn't really know at 4 or 5 years old what it meant to separate. He had just probably heard stories about friends who were divorced and heard that word and didn't understand it. But when faced with that like uncertainty, he knew that I was going to be there. He knew that I was the rock, you know? And that just, again, to me, that's an ideal situation. Now that job ended because all jobs do.
Right.
But it ended in a good, positive way. And so it is possible to have those good relationships and those good experiences. And when we're in it, we sometimes don't realize how important we are to those kids.
Yeah.
So that's my story. And I just, I hope you take it and I hope you use it in some way. So
yeah, thank you so much for sharing that.
Welcome. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. I'm excited to have learned all this and excited to hear where the conference is next year.
Yeah.
No cousins can get married next year.
No cousins can get
married. Awesome. Well, yes. Thank you again, Marcia.
Yeah. Thanks, Martha.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.